And now to Shelbyville, Tennessee, population 21,000. In the 1950s, Tennessee's governor declared Shelbyville Pencil City to recognize the importance of the manufacture of wooden pencils. There were a half dozen companies. Well, the nickname has stuck, but for the most part, the industry has not. Today, the last business standing is Musgrave Pencil Company. As it turns out, they've found a way to adapt. Steve Harouche from member station WPLN has that story.
The Musgrave factory on Shelbyville's West Lane Street smells like some combination of sawdust, graphite, wood glue, and paint. There are wood slats getting fitted with leads, freshly cut pencils tumbling out of shaping machines, and painted pencils piled high in hoppers and storage bins. This company started in 1916 when James Rayford Musgrave began cutting wood slats from the Tennessee red cedar that was abundant in Shelbyville at the time. He shipped those slats to Europe, where they were made into pencils. Why not just make the pencils himself? Well, he had that same thought. So he traveled to Europe and bartered some of his slats for pencil-making machines. By 1923, Musgrave was the first manufacturer of pencils in the South.
It signaled the beginning of the term Pencil City. Big expansion at that time, okay? Another big company coming in.
That's Al Simmons, a Shelbyville native and president of the Bedford County Historical Society. Simmons says that for decades, the pencil industry was a reliable source of jobs.
A few years back, you still see a few notices in the paper today where people worked at Empire or Musgrave and retired after 45 years of experience. You know, it was a good place to work, good steady income, and they were loyal to each other.
But by the 1990s, cheaper imported pencils had entered the market, and manufacturing had begun to move overseas. One by one, the pencil factories were sold off or shut down. Musgrave saw its share of hard times, including layoffs and across-the-board salary cuts. But the company survived, until eventually it was the only one left. Part of surviving meant rethinking their entire business, including the raw materials.
We are in the wood department of Musgrave Pencil Company in Shelbyville, Tennessee.
Henry Hewlin is the founder's grandson and was Musgrave's president for 25 years. The wood in question is no longer Tennessee red cedar. Decades ago, the cost got too high, thanks in part to demand from furniture makers. So Musgrave started sourcing their wood from a company in California. But in order to cut costs, that company moved their factories to Tianjin, China. Most of what they process for Musgrave is basswood, which grows in Asia. But not all.
Some of it originates in California and Washington State, and some in China.
So there's wood that gets harvested in the U.S., gets sent to China to be cut into slats.
And sent back to us. Wow.
I think the average person would think that's a little weird.
Yeah, yes, they would.
Thanks to competitive shipping rates, this arrangement is cost-effective. But even with adjustments to their supply chain, Musgrave still can't compete with imported pencils on price. Up in his office on the second floor, Hewlin explains just how much cheaper Chinese-made pencils are.
Probably about 50%.
Really?
Yeah, a lot.
But to achieve that low price, Chinese companies have to make a lot of pencils.
If you're a company and want a custom pencil and you want 100 gross, you're not going to be able to get 100 gross from China.
Because your order is too small. But Musgrave has been able to find a sweet spot in the market, filling these kinds of smaller orders and supplying retailers who want a made-in-the-USA product. Its clients include school systems, Home Depot and Lowe's, even the White House gift shop. Musgrave is now one of only four pencil manufacturers left in the United States, and the only one in Pencil City. But Hewlin remains optimistic.
Slowly and slowly, we're back to where we're fairly busy now. Knock on wood.
For Here and Now, I'm Steve Harouche.